this one's also, I don't know what the difference is between these two. Yeah, I kicked it to the left a little bit. So I can see more of this, but like I like the line, the edge, but overall it looks like it's too much. So here it's cut off. I like that better. Like you don't get that full edge there. I would think the opposite normally, but yeah, I think it's too much. Well, I'll stick with the other one, the first one. Same idea. I don't think this is going to work. Nope. Until we get a little bit more. That's a little better. Not enough. I would say, okay. Yes, there is reflection here a little bit, but it just feels like too much space. So I don't know if I would square this off or trim this side off. Maybe. I don't know. Or this part right here. There is the acrylic and then there is the fabric. So that shift is a little clunky. I don't know. I like this angle and it's stacked. So that's interesting. It's just, I don't know. Like, I like the petals, right? Everything around this is a little off. That one's not gonna work. So that one, I would say, I don't know if I can fix it because of the fab, the change in material. You're going from the acrylic to the fabric, and that's not a. I would have to completely darken this up, and it can't look weird because then you're going from a texture that can reflect, or a surface that can reflect to, it's just straight black. There is no little nuance in it at all. Huh. Oh, wow. I like this. So we finally got one. We finally got one where the weight of the photograph is on this side, and I actually like it. But because my eye doesn't go there first, actually, my eye's going here first because I'm looking at, wow, how much can I see in here? So even though it's weighted over here, man, I love this. I love that. Oh my gosh. That's nice. And it's got enough negative space, like I was saying on the portrait layout before. It's got enough negative space over here that it just gives the reflection room to breathe. It gives the subject room to breathe. And then you got the reflection in the acrylic right here. There's no weird cutoff of the acrylic also. So yeah, there's enough. You know, the lighting up here that hits it. And then I'm getting more color than I did before in the reflection. So that definitely works. I might want to play on that a little bit, like kick up the vibrance. Oh man, yeah. Yep, this is a 5-star right here, for sure. I'm gonna give that one 5. For sure. All right, so we're getting to the end of this. We're getting to the end of this. So what I'm going to do is put the finished product on my Instagram page, which is at Eric C. Jackson Studio. And I already put a behind the scenes video on my Instagram from earlier today, which was just a clip of me photographing the single flower, like this one here, before I grouped three of them together. So yeah, you can check that out if you would like. This is not the same. I like this one. This one is not quite, it's okay, but it's not great. Cause then see how much negative space I lose. And so now it feels like there's a lot of stuff bunched into this area. So it's just like I need a place or more space for my eyes to rest within the composition. So that I would say that's the big difference between this one and this one. This one, I've got enough space for my eyes to rest on this side. So the negative space is great. This one, the negative space gets cut off probably by half, I think. And now it looks too busy to me. Man, I like the angle. I still want this to get kicked over to this corner. This part over here more. But I don't have to reshoot this because that first one's good. The first one's good. But I do like this angle. It's more diagonal there. This one's flat, right? This one, there's that line there. Huh. Man, I might have to reshoot it. I might have to. This one's the same thing. There's that angle, which is good. So it's not just flat straight across. I'm just not as, you know, it doesn't grab my attention as much. It looks fine, but yeah, it doesn't grab my attention as much. If I rotate, that's, as far as composition, that's a little better, for sure. But I don't think that's enough because it feels like I'm falling off the cliff right here. Okay, that definitely doesn't work. That doesn't work. So either that one or I'd probably say that one works the most. But I don't know. It's not because my eye goes here. But yeah. I don't like it as much. Next one. A little better, a little bit more negative space. The green, I mean, goodness, you can see it, right? That's saturated. It's a saturated green. Doesn't bother me as much, but composition, that's not bad, but it's not, you know, not great. I like this, but I feel like I have this shot already, and it's got to be closer, right? And then you can see in the background here, there's a single flower I was using that's cut at the stem, or yeah, most of the stem is cut away. So that got into the shot, which I don't mind it. But yeah, this one I would say closer overall to the flowers, and this has to be closer to the top, which is basically what that first shot was, which was this one. It's basically what that is. So again, as you're going out taking photo, you know, looking through your photographs, that's why it's important to understand, why does this particular photograph work but the other one doesn't work, right? And it's a similar shot. So that's it's a similar shot. So yeah, looking at them side by side, this flower is distracting. The stems back here starts getting distracting. The negative space on both sides is too much, right? So the negative space here is probably cut in half. This is a lot closer to the edge, right? It's like right on it without going off the edge. Reflection is cut off down here because this, I don't need to see the so much empty space below the reflection. So that got cut off, right? So now you still see the reflection, but you don't need to see so much of the negative space down here. So yeah, it's definitely closer. Just overall, composition is practically the same. Definitely closer. Now, some people would say, well, Eric, why don't you just crop this to make it just like this, right? Let's say that you missed this shot, right? Instead of reshooting it, you would say, you know what? I'm going to tweak the composition by cropping it. Of course, you can do this. Problem being, I enlarge my photos by 60 by 40. Anytime I crop the photo, I'm not going to crop the photo and then enlarge it to a 40 by 60, right? I'm going to blow it up to 40 by 60, crop it, and then it'll probably turn into like a 30 by 45 inch, something like that. Because let's say you crop this and you have a 30 by 45 inch originally. If you take that 30 by 45 and you decide to expand it again, you really do run into the loss of the quality loss, which I don't want to do that, right? I want to keep the ratio the same for the most part, or square it up. So full frame, I want the entire frame to be used without cropping. So if you crop something, like if you're looking through the viewfinder and you're thinking, I want less space here, less space here, less space down here, just move the camera closer. Move the camera closer if you're maxed out on your millimeters as far as zoom, or you move your lens. Get your lens closer, or the focal length, I should say, closer to the flowers, right? Or whatever you're photographing. So for everything that I have on the website, if it's cropped, it was like my last, that's my last resort. Cause I don't like cropping the work, but a lot of times, especially when I square off, if I turn this into a square, the layout, it's because like the water series, I can't go out and reshoot the shot. I can't go back to the St. John's River, reshoot the shot with the lighting and all of that. But there's a certain section or that's in the frame that I like. I will cut everything else off around it. And just have that section featured, right? And that's the only thing that art collectors will see. I think I do have a perfect example of that. Okay, so see this, my water series. I went back out to the route to St. John's River to add to this particular series. And when I went back out, the same location, same riverfront area, everything, the color didn't come out right. The lighting wasn't the same. Of course, it was just, it just, the water was like a murky grayish color. I couldn't get any color out of those shots, right? So, and then my focus changed to the lighting, how the lighting hit the water or fell on the water, right? So, especially with this shot, this is a very small section of the print. So the biggest that I could enlarge this to was a 17 by 27. That's as big as it comes. And so you see the water, I like the lighting, the shadows, very, very deep, right? So I'm trying to get personality out of the shot, and I like it. I like it. Now, everything around it, this is all blown out. This over here, all of this is dark. And it's like, I don't need that much information, right? I just need the meat and potatoes. This is the section of the photograph that looks really good. Keep that, right? If it works, keep that section and you move on to the next thing, right? So, this is one of the many times where I went to a location, had my concept and everything in mind. I get there and it's like, okay, this is not going to work. This is not going to work. So you don't leave, right, and chalk it up as a defeat. You take what's there and you say, okay, when I get home or I get back to the studio, I'm going to see what I have, right? So you make the best of what's there. Like, just make the best of it. And for me, I went back to, you know, my origins really, which is black and white photography, right? Focus on the lighting, and black and white is really good when you want to focus on detail. So anytime you put your photography in, or leave your photography in color, more emphasis is going to be put on color than detail. Oftentimes. So not all the time, but oftentimes for sure. But yeah, definitely move, get closer to the subject if need to, or pull back. It's like, do everything in camera as much as possible so that when you come to the editing part of all this, you don't have to go from image to image cropping things. Either you got the shot or you didn't get the shot. Either the shot works or it doesn't work, right? So basically, I'm constantly jumping in and out, changing my focal length, having 3-inch extension tubes on the lens. Sometimes it'll be 2, sometimes it'll be 1, and then sometimes it'll be 1 at different millimeter sizes as far as extension tubes. Everything changes because I know that when I sit at the computer and I have to edit, I don't want to edit the composition. I don't want to get closer or further away or anything like that. I want everything captured in the shot. Now, if something goes wrong with lighting, again, sometimes you can fix it. And then if you overexpose the shot, especially if you want to keep it in color, a lot of times that's tough. It's tough to fix that. You know, that'll just be something that gets deleted. This is not bad, but again, I think appear, distraction, not enough. Probably not enough negative space here. This probably closer to the top. So again, it's a variation of the first shot that I already like. Okay, I like where this is going. It's just too narrow. It's too narrow. It's a portrait version of what I just captured, or what I captured before, as far as layout. It can work maybe if it's not straight, just this straight line across. Maybe if this was on a diagonal line, the reflections coming this way, the flowers going up this way, there's less of whatever this is in the background. maybe that would work. But really, this is, the flowers are too close to the dead center of the photograph, you know, of the composition. So, and this, the petals on the sides that are cut off, they're cut off too much. The reflection down here is pretty darn good, I will say that. But yeah, I might be able to salvage it if I cut off this part at the top. And it's not going to be a perfect square, but it can be manageable. I don't know if that's going to work. Let me see. And again, you do have this option in Camera Raw. The other thing about Camera Raw that I have to point out, it uses less memory. Your RAM on your computer, it uses a lot less RAM than Photoshop. So if you have a computer that maybe needs some upgrading or something like that, or you just need a new computer entirely, and you're running into trouble with or problems with your computer, with Photoshop freezing, stalling, crashing, that type of thing, do what you can do in Camera Raw, because again, it takes up a lot less of your RAM or your GPU graphics processing power. So it's really good for that. But even in Camera Raw, you will get to a point where if your file is, especially if you enlarge it and you're editing it, it'll stall. But leave your the file size just at its where it is originally, and then enlarge it in Camera Raw afterwards when you're finished with all your whatever edits that you're going to do. So try to work with the original, probably like a 12 by 18 size, 18 inch size file. Work with that as much as possible, even from Raw to Photoshop. Work with that smaller file as much as possible. It's still going to be 300 DPI. So the quality, everything is still going to be there. But when you're making your edits, it takes less pressure off of your computer to process all these changes that you're making. But yeah, I would probably definitely, I don't even know if I would bring it all the way down, but maybe cut it a little bit. Yeah, that's better. That's better. There was just too much negative space up there. Now, am I going to use this? Probably not. Probably not.
This concludes the four-part lesson on composition basics. I hope you received valuable information from this and can use it in your own work. Thank you for tuning in.